You're listening to the audio production of What If Love Is the Point? Living for Jesus in a Self-Consumed World by Carlos and Alexa Penavega with Margaret Starbuck, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the authors.
To the two people who were instrumental in leading us to Jesus, Andrew Mortaza and Amy Joyce.
Thank you for showing us what His love looks like through your unwavering reverence.
Preface. If you're hungry for something more out of life, we get it. If you've been out there hustling and still haven't found the peace and satisfaction that you thought you'd have by now, we feel you. We've been there.
We know what it feels like to be broken, aimless, yearning for more. When each of us was at our lowest, we were found by the one who made us, knows us, and loves us. And as a result, today we experience the purpose we were after, the hope, the fulfillment. And that's why we're eager to share what that looks like for us today.
But come on, why the heck should you believe us? Living in the limelight of Hollywood can appear pretty glamorous, I get it. And so, we don't expect you to just take our word for it when we announce that Jesus has changed our lives.
Oh, for real? Like, what does that even mean?
That's why we'd like to show you, by sharing our journeys that brought us to the point of desperation and ultimately, love.
Because we've been loved by God and are purposing to love like He loved us, we continue to discover what we were made for.
If you've ever asked yourself, what's the point? We hope that you'll take this journey with us.
Lex.
And Los. Chapter 1. Big Time. I'll take ginger spice and you get baby spice. As a 12-year-old, I thought the Spice Girls were pretty hot. And I'd picked my favorite one, generously allowing my best friend Corbin to choose any of the remaining ones. The Spice Girls movie had been out for a few years, and I was totally into them. I also saw the movie Spy Kids that year, like everyone else I knew. But frankly, I didn't care for it. I didn't like the looks of that girl who played Carmen. I think her name was Alexa. She was too tomboy for my taste. Ugh. No, I was still all about Ginger Spice. The possibility of actually being in the entertainment business wasn't even a thought in my head as I started middle school. As a 6-year-old, I auditioned for the American Heritage Honor Boys Choir, and my mom realized that I could sing. Then, in middle school, when I earned the coveted role of Edward the Bellboy in my school's
Sample complete. Ready to continue?